Welcome to this edition of Buy Hold Sell, brought to you by Livewire Markets, Australia's number one website for expert investment analysis. Buy Hold Sell is a weekly show where two fund managers share their views on a selection of listed companies in their area of expertise. Buyers and sellers are what make the market, and you'll find that our guests don't always agree on the stocks being covered. Hit the subscribe button on your podcast player to be the first to receive new episodes each week. If there are stocks you'd like our guests to discuss, let us know by leaving a comment in the review segment. Remember, the views expressed in this show are not recommendations to invest. You should seek appropriate investment advice before making any investment decisions. And of course, please read the disclaimer in the show's notes. Let's get into the show.
Welcome to Livewire's Buy, Hold, Sell. This is our income series special, and I'm joined by two special award-winning financial advisors, Hugh Robinson from Centaur and Charlie Viola from Pitcher Partners. And today we're going to be going asset class and fund specific. Hugh, I'm going to ask you first. We're going to go through three asset classes to start off with. Equities, is it a buy, hold, or a sell?
Hi, James. For me, it's a buy. Aussie equities. There's still room to run. We haven't had the great catch-ups that we did over the last 10 years relative to other countries. So I think we're also transitioning a little bit out of banking and resources. We've seen some tech come into the market. And for me in particular, it would be Bennelong Australian Equities Fund. They've been a first quartile manager over a 6, 1, 3, 5, 10-year period. Income's been around 5.32%, 10-year average, 15.82%. With a 0.95% fee. So from my mind, it's really hard to beat that.
Okay. Charlie, Aussie equities, are you a buy, hold, or a sell?
You know, we're a buy. We're a buy here, James. Look, you know, equities is a major driver of revenue for client portfolios. And we think sometimes, you know, sort of keeping things simple is a good way to do it. So, our one is by STW, or the Street Tracks ASX 200, which the ticker's STW. You know, it's 13 basis points of cost. There's 57 bill or something of FUM in it. The distribution rate is very close to the market, which I guess as we see, you know, the EPS kind of grow overall over time, we're going to see that revenue production for client portfolios continue to grow. So, you know, make it a good cornerstone of your equities portfolio.
Okay, great. Listed infrastructure, interestingly, from the income series survey, this was the asset class that people were most likely to allocate towards in the year ahead outside of equities. Charlie, are you a buy, hold, or a sell on listed infrastructure?
Oh, we love infrastructure, I must say, James. We love it. We love everything about infrastructure. I think the listed managed fund, or the ETF that we like in that, is Magellan Infrastructure Fund, the ticker code MICH. Return versus market's been reasonably good. It's outperformed its benchmark. The yield is kind of 4 or 4.5%, which kind of hits that target that we're sort of looking for client portfolios. It's a currency hedge, so you're losing that sensitivity to FX movements. And, you know, just a really high-quality portfolio of quality assets run by a good manager.
Okay, Charlie likes Magellan in listed infrastructure. Hugh, listed infrastructure, is the asset class a buy, hold, or a sell?
I would have it as a hold. I as well have the Magellan as the one that I would choose. Expert management, very well run. Active management in this space, I think, is very important, especially when you see what's going to come through in the US with the infrastructure spending. So I do think there's opportunity. But at this stage, I'm still a hold. I'd probably wait out another year.
Our third asset class is alternatives. Hugh, and while we're with you, are you a buy, hold, or a sell on alternatives?
I'm a buy. And in terms of alternatives, I'm going to go alternative fixed income strategies. And with there, I think that there's the ability to generate a higher return on cash than you can get in cash, and to counteract the risk of inflation if inflation does start going up. And the investment that I was looking at there was ActiveX Ardea Real Outcome Bond Fund with the code XARO. It's unconstrained income was 4.12% last 12 months. quarterly distributions, low fee, about 0.5%, 2% above inflation is their goal. And the team is just how they do it is unique in the marketplace. And I think it warrants attention from investors.
Okay, great. Charlie, alternatives, buy, hold or sell?
Look, generally, James, we're a buy on alternatives, but the issue of alternatives is a bit of a spurious one. Alternatives means different things to different people. You know, you say alternatives to some people and they think you're going to go off and buy a Guatemalan coal mine or something. In reality, we kind of look at alternatives as just being another asset class, but we like to think of it, you know, at the lower end, the lower risk end. So, you know, we like syndicated property, we like syndicated debt. You know, a really simple one that we like to buy for clients to produce income is the Qualitas Real Estate Income Fund, ticker code QRI, you know, a pot of good quality loans that are run by Qualitas, which is a, you know, fantastic manager with a huge amount of money, you know, under management. And, you know, that there's loans that sit within that book that are of sort of varying degrees up and down the kind of the credit stack. It's paying about a sort of 5.5% yield. It trades at the NAV every day. It's very liquid. A good, easy one for clients just to pick up some good income in their portfolio and have the ability to trade out of it if they want.
Okay, great. Now, for people that are at that phase where they're approaching retirement, is there an asset class that you think is a sell or that they should be reducing exposure to?
So for me, and again, it's difficult. I think it depends on the pot size and it depends on, you know, how big a client's portfolio is. I'm a big one for clients not having too much dead cash within their portfolio. The cash should either be sitting there waiting to buy, you know, bread, milk and rice and race cars or whatever it is that people spend their money on, or it should be waiting to be invested. So don't have too much cash in your portfolio. It's not going to produce a return for you. It's not going to generate revenue. Either take it out and spend it and buy something nice or get it in and get it invested into something that's going to generate some income for you.
Okay. Hugh, Charlie wants to buy race cars for his clients. What are you selling your clients?
I'm going to hang out with Charlie's clients. For me, I would be avoiding government bonds. Similar points to Charlie, it's a really low yield. Typically, it's a high duration product and it probably won't keep pace with inflation. So in terms of, you know, there's probably a better opportunity with some of the credit-like opportunities in corporate bonds with the credit spread. So from our point of view, government bonds, the traditional safe haven that they're seen as in the current environment, we don't really buy that.
Well, that's a wrap on this special buy, hold, sell edition as part of our income series. Thanks to Hugh and Charlie for being candid and sharing their views today.
Thanks for listening to Buy, Hold, Sell, brought to you by Livewire Markets, Australia's number one source of expert investment analysis. Register for free at livewiremarkets.com to discover more exclusive investing articles, videos, and podcasts.